649 means triple team traffic, and for that we go back to the traffic center with Andy Farnsworth.
I'm looking at a great drive along the freeways through Salt Lake County. No delays, no crashes, not even any wet conditions. So very much nicer drive today than we saw starting off yesterday. Redwood Road, Bangor High. If you're going to the airport, Bangor does get a little thick between 35th and 21st South, but no stop and go, no waiting more than just at a couple of traffic signals. If you're headed to the airport, there shouldn't really be anything to make your drive there very difficult. Eric?
Got a 22-minute travel time if you're northbound on I-15 from Springville up to Point of the Mountain in Utah County. We don't have any crashes reported. We did have an accident earlier at the on-ramp from Timpanogos Highway to go northbound on the freeway, but that never caused any problems, and it's been cleared. Redwood Road also looking good at the moment. Heather?
The road with the heaviest traffic flow in Weber and Davis counties is I-15. And it's in the southbound direction between Layton Parkway and Woods Cross. But I haven't seen any brake lights yet, so we still have a pretty good flow at freeway speeds all the way into Salt Lake City. Same story on Legacy Parkway. It's pretty light there, not too many cars. And no problems on your city streets, even for people trying to get into Hill Air Force Base. Platinum Reward members, last day to earn double points. That's 20% back on most purchases, including books, movies, music, home decor, and more. Extended through today at Deseret Book and DeseretBook.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.